And we are back, like the NFC East. Welcome to the next episode of the Sandy and the Blowfish podcast. Welcome back, boys. Great to see you.
It's good to be here, as always.
Great to be back.
So, I think the most important news in the sporting world this week has been the James Harden news about him going and partying instead of reporting to Rockets camp. Would you guys rather go to Little Baby's birthday party or to training camp?
You see, I got that grinder mentality. I want to win a championship. I'm going to training camp. That's just me. I want a ring.
If I'm James Harden and I want a ring, I go to the Little Baby's birthday party because he's not doing it in Houston.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I would personally want to go to training camp just to, like, hang out with John Wall and Boogie. But if I'm Harden and I want to be out, I probably don't go.
This is the worst part of it. Like, you just got two new teammates. They're like, we're ready to win here. We're going to try to, like, run it back. And he's like, I'm going to go hang out with Little Baby. I will see y'all never.
Well, he could always take the Jimmy Butler approach. When Jimmy Butler was in Minnesota, he said, trade me. I'll run with the threes.
Yeah.
I'll win, and I'll just roast everyone on my team until you get rid of me. And it worked. And Harden, I know that's not his vibe. That's not the image he's made himself in the league. But I think he can do it. I think without Harden, the Rockets team is like meh. So I think he just needs to Mr. Big Chest in training camp.
Didn't Jimmy Butler do that to prove that, like, the Timberwolves were soft?
Yeah, prove that.
I don't think
be
he's
going to
get that out of John Wall.
I think John Wall will start throwing up gang signs.
No, yes, John Wall.
Wall is not going to be soft.
John Wall is the Jimmy Butler. John Wall is the Jimmy Butler in the Houston scenario right now, where I think that's why James Harden probably won't ever come to training camp because he missed the first one.
Yeah. Okay, so I think with this current scenario, it's time to bring back one of our fan favorite segments. Oh. The people have been clamoring for it, left, right, and center.
I can't get them out of my DM.
It's time for some Blowfish management.
Yes.
Congratulations, Blowfish. You have been hired by the Houston Rockets.
Amazing.
Congratulations on the new GM position. You got some phone calls waiting for you.
Oh, boy.
First phone call you get, it's from the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn's calling.
Brooklyn's like, hey.
Is it Jay-Z?
Yeah, it's the Jigga Man. The Jigga Man is calling.
Oh.
What's up, bro?
He says, listen, I talked to Kevin Durant.
You're not going to do it like Jay-Z?
No, I'm not. Brooklyn!
That's pretty good. Right. That's pretty
I
good.
Like it.
I talked to Kevin Durant. As long as we keep this completely silent and no one ever says that he said that this was okay, we'll trade you Kyrie Irving for James Harden straight up. You get a piece that you can trade, build around, and we can compete for a championship.
Okay.
Initial thoughts.
My first immediate thought is, if this were to happen before the John Wall trade, I would probably, my initial answer would be yes. But because John Wall is already in Houston, John Wall and Kyrie don't like each other.
Yeah, they do not. They wore black. It's a funeral game.
Yeah, they don't like each other at all, and I don't think they can play together.
I would need more picks, because I don't think KI would stay in Houston.
Well, I think the move would be immediately trying to trade Kyrie for picks. I think that if you were going to do that trade, it would immediately be trying to swap him for something.
We'll stay intact with Hove.
Yeah, okay. Well, anything else you want to say to the Jigga Man? Anything you like that? You like the albums?
Hope, thanks for calling. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Make another Watch the Throne.
Yes.
When the coronavirus clears up, we'll hang out.
We'll hit you with the PSA here in a sec.
Okay. Ring ring. Next call. It's the Timberwolves.
Minnesota.
It's Minnesota. I don't know who would be calling specifically. It's Kat. It's Carl Anthony Towns calling. He's like, I don't know anybody up here. They gave me the phone, and they told me, we're going to offer you Anthony Edwards, Jarrett Culver, and a future top 10 protected first round pick. So we can take James Harden and make a super team up north.
Dave, what do you think? I like this one better than Hove's offer.
Yeah. Was Culver the one that got in trouble recently?
Did he get in trouble?
I'm thinking of somebody else. I think I might be thinking of Beasley.
I don't remember him getting in trouble. If you're thinking about trouble,
it's probably your favorite player's favorite player.
Different Beasley?
Best
Beasley. Different Beasley. I wish it was Michael Beasley.
Derek Culver was their last first rounder.
Yes, he was the first rounder last year. He's a guy from
Texas Tech. Correct. Who lost to UVA.
In the championship.
Okay, so. And Edwards would play, I guess, if we're the Rockets, Edwards would be the
two. He'd play two.
And then Culver would be...
Three.
We still have Woods at the five.
Christian Wood, Boogie Cousins.
PJ Tucker at the four?
Yeah, PJ Tucker, who's only answered questions about PJ Tucker.
That's right.
That's the mentality I would want. I don't want him to ever change that. All right, yeah. so that's not a bad starting five.
It's more of a culture change to more of a defensive-oriented team. I kind of like it.
All right.
I can see that, yeah.
Up next, ring, ring, ring. It's Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
Oh, wow.
You know... the loss of Klay Thompson, it really made us think about our future. And what we're going to do is we are going to send to you our number two overall pick, Wiseman. We're going to send you Klay Thompson. And we're going to send you a top five protected pick. And all we want back is James Harden.
Well, first I'd ask Steve, had they talked to Steph about this?
Steph is hanging out with Aisha.
Is it cleared with Steph?
Yeah, sure. Steph's cool with it.
Is Draymond cool with it?
Draymond's not cool with anything.
That's right. He's normally not. Is Klay cool with it?
Klay's just a cool guy. He'll be cool no matter what.
I don't know.
But the first round pick isn't going to be particularly great. Klay Thompson, who knows what he's going to be. And then we already have Wood.
Yeah, I don't want to be the team responsible for putting Steph Curry and James Harden on the same team.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a problem.
Because, like, they don't miss many threes, and they both take, like, 40 a game.
A ton.
So, they'd be a tough team to outscore. And they're in the Western Conference, and if we don't want to tell John Wall he's not going to the playoffs, so.
You got to keep him happy.
Yeah. Yeah, for just a player safety.
All right. Well, while you're still thinking of that, you get another phone call. It's ringing off the hinges over here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Miami Heat.
Oh.
The Miami Heat are calling, and they were like, man, we have some great rookies over here, and we're going to trade you Tyler Hero and Kendrick Nunn for James Harden.
Straight up.
We'll do that straight up for you. You get the rookie of the year and a guy who popped off in the playoffs. You get two future stars, and all we want is, you know, we're getting a question mark back because James Harden only has 2 years left on his contract.
You see, I don't know because James Harden. Here's the thing: I don't see either of them. Their projected careers being nearly as good as James Harden is. Like now, yeah,
James
Harden's like
a walking playoff berth.
For like the next, yeah, but James Harden for like the next 4 years, I don't think they'll ever reach that.
Most likely not, no.
And Kendrick Nunn's a backup point guard to John Wall at this moment.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero, I think he's better off the bench. I don't think they bring the same, I think we'd be losing too much giving up James straight up.
Okay.
For just those two guys.
That's my thought. I think Nunn doesn't really. Right. And it'll be a good off the bench piece, but I don't think he can play the two.
All right. Final phone call. Oh, ring, man. Ring. It's the Chicago Bulls.
Oh.
The Chicago Bulls are ready to offer Zach LaVine, Wendell Carter Jr., and a top five protected first round pick in order to take James Harden. What do you say, Rockets GMs?
I think this one's up there with the Timberwolves offer. I think Zach LaVine at shooting guard is a much better fit for him than point. I think think him and John Wall are better fit.
That'd be some defense.
It'd be defense, but when have they played defense in Houston?
Very it's going to be better than bad defense.
That is true.
Zach Levine can just worry about getting buckets.
What do we do with Wendell, though?
I mean, Wendell can play four. We got Boogie, we got Wood.
So we'd have PJ off the bench?
Yeah. PJ's old. He can stay on
the bench. Or he can play three. I don't know who's the three projected. Covington? They still have Covington?
No, they traded
Rocco's in
Portland.
They have Ariza again.
They have Ariza? He's also, he's like...
Do they have Ariza again?
I don't even care.
I don't remember what they got for Rocco.
You're bad GMs.
We're bad GMs. Yeah, we you found know your out, players. We found out today we were GMing the Rockets. Sorry, I don't have the roster up. Yeah. I think... And projected fifth, top five pick. I think even with Harden, the Bulls are kind of going to be bad.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, there's not going to be much a team around him without Zach and Carter. You have to hope Markkanen and Kobe White are able to take steps up.
Yeah.
For that to even work in any type of role of reality.
Okay. Well, Dave, this kind of boils down to the Bulls and Timberwolves here.
Yeah, so that was the last one.
On who we'd rather...
I think it's a matter of direction.
Yeah.
I think if we take the Bulls one, we're thinking...
Win now.
John Wall and Zach LaVine, we can win right now.
Yeah.
But if we go Wolves, we're taking two young pieces, thinking John Wall is going to mesh if he stays healthy. And Edwards is, I mean, the player that's supposed to be drafted number one, and Culliver can keep advancing. We'll be good. We'll sneak in the playoffs. If we can outplay the Wolves, we get their first round pick.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, here's the thing with the win now move, they won't be able to win now. Because, like, Zach LaVine, John Wall, Boogie Cousins, like, talent's not there in the Western Conference.
That's a fringe playoff. That's like play-in tournament.
That's
material.
A play-in tournament, and they'll be playing in with, like, you know, the Mavs, the Suns.
Right.
I think the Wolves deal gives us a little bit of flexibility, too, because it can also be looked as like a pseudo-win-now move. It's like, look at all this young talent we brought in.
I mean, we'll be a decent
team. We have a good five.
Well, yeah, we'll be a decent team, and it'll be like, we have a lot of potential here. Look at us. Be excited for our future.
That's a good buzzword to say in press conferences. We could throw that around.
Yes.
So, I mean, if we had to make a move, I would lean towards the Wolves.
I would accept the Wolves' call, but I would save Hove's number.
also, I would have some, like, I don't know, some low intern just leak that they called asking or willing they're going to trade.
Oh, yes, we would totally snitch. would totally snitch on Kevin Durant.
As soon as the deal was finished, and the paperwork's in, we'd be like, oh, yeah, they want to move KI. They want him out.
We would, I would pull out my burner phone and I'd just tweet.
I would probably just use the Rockets Twitter.
just Rockets Twitter.
Okay, and final question. If the 76ers call at the last second, offer you Ben Simmons for a Harden straight up, what's the answer to that?
I would say no, because the Rockets are out of three-point shooting now, and I don't think they need a Ben Simmons. He kind of just is bigger John Wall, and they're already paying John Wall his massive contract.
Right.
If it was a Simmons and maybe a pick or two, because we could flip Simmons.
Yeah.
It's just the picks that follow, too.
Do you want to flip Simmons if you're the Rockets, though? I mean, he's a young talent that has, like, 5 years left on a very good contract. I feel like that'd be the player to build around.
Yeah, but we just traded for a 5-year contract, $190 million John Wall, who hasn't played in 2 years. And
so are you, like, counting on a good John Wall?
Yeah, I think you have to.
I think the GM right now... As the GM, we're banking on that. It's wild that they let the other GM make a trade of that significance and then fire him for us.
Yeah you know.
We would like to get our hands on the team like before that trade happened.
You know,
he
had to walk away. It was family issues.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay. So thank you. That was a great episode of Blowfish Management. And before we move away from the James Harden conversation completely, I just want quick yes or no. If you are the GM in charge of these other teams with these young talents, would you trade them for James Harden? All I'm looking for is a yes or no. Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown?
For James Harden?
For James Harden.
No.
I think it's no, too. I don't especially recently. De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
No.
I don't think I do it.
You need buzz in Sacramento.
I mean, that's the only way. Michael Porter Jr.
Nope.
No.
I think, yeah, I agree. Jamal Murray.
No.
Maybe.
I think it's
I don't know.
I got a hot take on Jamal Murray. I think he's like a definitive all-star next year in the West.
I think he's ready to make the leap, but I thought that the year before too when he popped off in the playoffs. So I just really hope to
see
it.
But he's done it twice in the playoffs now.
Yeah, I'm just ready to see.
I hope they don't feed him the ball to the point where it hurts Michael Porter's development. I think he's next up.
I think Michael Porter Jr. is going to be a very, very good player for a
long time. I don't think they will. I think Michael Porter's a good coach.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Okay. Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
Yes.
You trade Donovan Mitchell for James Harden right now.
James Harden is a more efficient shooter than Donovan Mitchell is. He's bigger. Like, talk crap about his defense.
I was not expecting this answer.
Can talk crap about his defense, but Donovan Mitchell can't play defense.
Okay. All right. Pascal Siakam. Spicy P.
Yes.
No. I don't think I do it.
My thing with the Raptors, it's not. If they had the team before, maybe. If they were on the track of winning, but I don't think it does it anymore.
Okay. Bam Adebayo.
No.
No.
No. Ben Simmons. To me, this is a no. I would rather have Ben Simmons locked up contract-wise.
If I'm the Sixers and I've got Joel, I think I'd rather have Harden and Joel than Ben
team
Simmons.
Fit, it probably works.
Yeah.
I would say yes. If I'm the 76ers, I would say yes.
Okay.
But if I'm the Rockets, I say yes.
Last one, Brandon Ingram.
For the who, Pels?
Yeah, Pelicans.
Yes.
I don't know if I do. I would
trade him only because I believe Brandon Ingram's not going to finish his contract with
Oh, you think he's going to get traded?
I think he's going to get frustrated probably in the next 2 years and asked to be traded. So I would do it just as a preemptive strike.
Okay, so I wrote all these names down because these were all the players that I would say no, and included in that list, I also had Tyler Hero. I would say no for James Harden if I had all of those players. I don't think there was a single one that I would trade for James Harden, especially because he'd rather be hanging out with Little Baby. And I don't know what type of James Harden.
Wait, so you'd rather keep Tyler Hero than have James Harden?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, especially in Miami for the fit. Cultural fit, I would much rather have young Tyler Hero develop him and see what type of player, because I think he could be an all-star for many years down the road.
I'd pull Trey. I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, that was our NBA talk for the day. Thank you. Much fun as always. Let's shift back over into the National Football League. And boys, what team surprised you more out of the NFC East, the Giants or the football team?
The Giants.
Okay.
I think people have been skeptical of the Steelers for the last couple weeks. They haven't really been passing the eyeball test. They've been winning, but they aren't winning in the way that the Chiefs are winning, in the way that the Saints are winning. And I think people were eventually expecting them to lose one. And the Washington football team, their defense is legit. But I was more shocked that the Giants' defense was as good as it was and that Daniel Jones didn't screw up.
It was Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy. When I found out Daniel Jones wasn't playing, I immediately they're going to lose. But Colt McCoy, he did what he needed to do. He took advantage of a bad Seahawks defense and somehow they locked up Seahawks offense has been running a tear on the NFL this year. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the football team. Their defense is really good. What's shocking is they put that many points on the Steelers' defense, which everyone says is so good and so great. And it's not like it was Terry McLaurin who shredded them. It was a former quarterback. It was Logan Thomas.
Yeah.
And
J.D. McKissick.
Sims Jr.
Yeah.
Guy.
Alex, I mean, the defense is good. That's always been the issue with Washington. They can keep games kind of close. It's just they can't win. Alex Smith played just good enough to beat a team that was 11-0. I think that was more shocking.
Yeah, I agree. And which team do you think has a better chance of winning the division with the Giants having won 2 over the sports team already? So they have the tiebreaker.
The Giants.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd say the Giants.
I would also say the Giants. I really think that.
I'm sure that they get the Cowboys and Eagles again.
Yeah, and I'm just shocked that they're doing this all without Saquon Barkley and Devonta Freeman, who's been hurt. They've been riding the back of Wayne Gallman.
He played well, though.
Wayne Trent's playing
Playing great. I've been playing in fantasy the last few weeks. Yeah. Love to see it. All right, next question is, can the Patriots make the playoffs with Cam Newton having no throwing arm?
Yes, they can make the playoffs because they're well coached and they do have a couple key wins over some other teams in the hunt. So they just have to worry. I mean, I don't know. They got to play. I'm sure they play the Jets again.
They do play the Jets again. They played the Jets in week 16 or 17.
That might be it. It might come down to that. Like the race is going to get close when the, cuz you got the Dolphins, Colts, Raiders, Browns, Ravens.
Yeah.
They're all there. They're all within a game of each other. It's going to come down to just like who's got the win over the other over the season. Right now the Patriots have some good ones.
Yeah. I don't think they're playoffs. Watching Cam is hard.
The question is, after watching the question is, can they?
Hey, can they?
Technically can.
He had 69 yards passing.
Mathematically, they can. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it either. I mean, between the Titans, the Browns, and like insert any other team, I think it's gonna be really, really tough, especially with any game that they play somebody that has a good run defense. I just think Cam is shot, and he needs to start doing more Dana Loico's commercials and get off the football field.
He got fired from Dana Loico's.
He did? What happened?
He made that comment about women knowing Buffalo.
He said Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
It's funny that they don't know about routes. Come on, Cam,
that's
you're better than
that. That's what got Chris Collinsworth in trouble this week.
He said something about women not knowing about routes?
Yeah. Something talking about women in football. Bad comment. Yes. Maybe they'll actually fire him this year.
Oh, bad beat.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That'll open up for Drew next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When his ribs don't recover.
All right. Last question before we move over to some game picks. Are we underestimating the Browns, and can they win come playoff time?
I mean, I'd like to say no, we're not underestimating them, but I mean, I've picked the Browns to lose like the last 3 weeks. So, I mean, maybe. I mean, Baker, as long as Baker doesn't try and do. I mean, I know he threw 4 touchdowns, but. They're running. They're carrying their team on the run game. They have 2 good running backs. And their defense is solid. As long as Baker doesn't, like, do stupid things like he was doing in the losses, I think they could possibly. Yeah. They could make the playoffs and they could have a run at it.
I think we are underestimating them, but I don't think they can win.
Yeah.
I think they've played pretty well. I think they've been surprising. The run attack we all kind of knew was going to be this good. Baker Mayfield is uninspiring. Played well in that one game, but previously he's horrible. He throws the ball in the red zone too often, and it's not close. It's just, I think it's going to be hard for them to win a playoff game off of inconsistent quarterback play.
Rest of the season. If the Browns had an opportunity to get Carson Wentz, would you rather have Carson Wentz as the Browns quarterback, or would you rather have Baker Mayfield?
You see, it just depends on which Carson Wentz is showing up. Like, the Carson Wentz that's just going to do what he's told and, like, just listen to the coaching and follow through and just work with the coaches, or is it just going to be this Carson Wentz that has given up on him and the team?
Yeah.
In this hypothetical, he knows the whole offense. He's ready to roll.
Yeah, he's ready to roll.
I think I'd take Carson Wentz. Yeah. I think Kevin Stefanski is going to do better with Carson Wentz than he's doing with Baker Mayfield.
I think so, too.
It's also a different team in Philly. Like, Philly, I don't think the locker room likes him at all.
Yeah, I think he needs some change of scenery.
Atlanta.
You think Atlanta? Any other favorite Carson Wentz teams?
If you put Carson Wentz with Julio Jones, Julio will finally score touchdowns again. Are you kidding?
That's a very good option.
Dave, maybe Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'd like Indy. I'd love to see him as a Patriot, and Bill Belichick just restarts the dynasty.
I'd like to see him as a Patriot and Nick Foles beats him in another Super Bowl.
That would be the real plot twist. Alright. Let's move into some game picks. That was some fun.
Are we not going to talk about the miracle in the Meadowlands?
Fine. We can talk about
Vegas.
I saw
someone called it the miracle of the Meadowlands, and I was like, that's ridiculous. They're the Jets.
Okay, but it's not like the Jets wanted to lose. Like, all of those coaches aren't going to be there next year. They wanted to win.
Yes. And there's
should defensive... they have fired Greg Williams, or should they have given him a raise?
I think they should have just let him keep his job for the end of the year, because obviously he's doing the right thing. I mean, what...
They could have given him a little uptick, like, hey, we know what you're doing here.
Do you guys have
they win that game, they're tied with Jacksonville.
Give me a new angle on the New York Jets game that I haven't heard yet.
What angles have you heard?
Oh, that they were trying to lose on purpose, and that Greg Williams was like, he's just overly aggressive because that's just who he is. What's something different? What's something that only listeners of the Sandy and the Blowfish podcast?
They wanted to win this game.
Yeah, they did.
The players on the field wanted to win this game. And, you know, they know their defensive coordinator. They've been playing with him all year. They're like, he likes to blitz. He likes to pressure the quarterback. And when they called it, they did not, they knew a Hail Mary was coming. And if I'm a corner, I don't know how you fall for the double move.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fall for a double move, man.
I'll give a hot take that's an exclusive here. The Jets are bad at football.
Whoa! Okay, Dave, calm down.
Bad teams
they're
don't
professionals.
Win
they get games. Paid.
Bad teams don't win close games. They're a bad team. They lost. They wanted to win. They're bad. They lost.
Yeah, I think it's about as simple as that.
My favorite story from the game is that Adam Gase did not hear that he called cover zero blitz until the ball was snapped. And he went, wait, what? And then the ball was in the air.
Here's my take. Here is our Sandy and the Blowfish exclusive. Sam Darnold went up to the quarterback, or the corner, and he said, bite on this route. Get me out of New York.
Sam Darnold.
Give him his game check.
If Sam, everybody if that were said, true, Sam would not have tried to score any of the touchdowns in the fourth.
No, he's trying to improve his stats. So what he does, he walks up to the corner, he's like, get this sucker in here. Get this sucker from Clemson. I want to be gone. He's like, I don't want to have to deal with this.
Sam Darnold doesn't want to win.
Sam Darnold wants to win, not New York, though.
Yes, he wants to win, just not right now. I think he went up to the corner. He's like, I will pay double your game salary if you just bite really hard. And I think this is Sam Darnold doing to get himself out of New York.
I mean, he can come on the podcast and challenge you.
He
on
can
this.
Explain his actions here.
I'd love to have Sam Darnold on the podcast.
All right, let's move into some game picks. So, in our first game of Week 14, we have the Patriots, who are going to be traveling to the Rams on Thursday night.
I'm gonna go with the Rams here.
Avenging
yeah, I'm
going to
take
Super
the Rams,
Bowl.
Too.
I'm going to go with the Rams, avenging the Super Bowl loss. Jared Goff.
Bench game.
Jared Goff, I think, looks pretty good. He looks weird. Like, I don't know. He just has a dumb face. I'm sorry. He has Landry Shamet bad face, so it makes him look worse at football. I'm sorry. He just looks like he's always confused.
He's Eli Manning of the NFL right now.
He kind of is, but Eli never lost the Super Bowl.
True.
Yeah, give me the Rams, but tough one there. All right, after that, we have the Titans, who are going to be going to Jacksonville.
I think the Titans just got embarrassed. Or actually, no, they almost came back and won.
They got embarrassed.
It was weird. It was a weird game. They had a chance at winning it at the end, and I was like, I don't know how. But I think this is a Derrick Henry goes for 200 yards. And the Jaguars are like, well, let's hope the Jets win and throw this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Titans, but I'm expecting another shockingly decent effort by tall man Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon, we love our tall boys.
Mike Glennon had his moments last week.
And that's all you can ask for 1-11 team.
He got that tip touchdown. I was like, oh, things are looking up for Mike.
And then they were looking down again.
And then, yeah. Then it wasn't so good.
Yeah, I'll take the Titans. I think this is good revenge game material. And if there's ever a time to get right, it's against the Jags. Okay, after that, we have the Vikings, who are going to be traveling to the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. There you go, Katie. There's your one Tampa of the podcast.
Let's see. Tampa has lost 3 of their last 4. Bruce Arians said he thinks Tom's finally learned the offense.
He's just learning the offense?
That's what he said. He just learned the offense.
Hot take, Tom Brady can't read.
Yeah, Bruce Arians said he just learned the offense. Let's stop
throwing
shots. Which
is wild, because last week he said that Tom was calling some of the plays.
Yes, just stop blaming your quarterback for these losses, Bruce.
Tom Brady would rather kiss his kid on the mouth than read.
Stop blaming your quarterback, Bruce. It's the coach's fault for losing games. That's how it's been for the last 60 years, all right? Yeah. Give me Minnesota. Upset. Screw Bruce Arians. Give me Minnesota. Let's bury him.
I'll take the Buccaneers, and I'll always support a Hokie throwing your quarterback under the bus.
Yes.
Keep Virginia Tech proud, Bruce Arians, and find new creative ways to blame Tom Brady for the loss. I hope he doesn't throw an incomplete pass, and they lose by 3, and they say that he messed up the kick.
You know, we scored 55 points, yeah, but Tom only got us to the 20-yard line on that game-winning field goal.
Tom said something to the kicker, and it messed him up, so that's on him.
Tom couldn't get it in the end zone in the last 3 seconds of the game.
So man, that's on him.
He stinks. Okay, yeah, I'll take the Bucks in this one, but I think it'd be really funny to watch the Vikings play. After that, we have sneaky game of the week. I'll call it game of the week. We have the Chiefs, who are going to the Dolphins.
I thought that said Eagles from here, and I was going to say, what are you talking about? I'm picking the Chiefs, which I don't like to pick the Chiefs, but I need them to win this game for Vegas to get the playoffs.
Wild card.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs because I think they're going to win.
Wow. Do you want to, like, lock that in?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'll lock that in.
Tua's been looking meh recently.
Yeah, it's not my guy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Chiefs. I think they had a rough game against the Broncos, but I think it's going to be hard to have two bad Patrick Mahomes weeks back-to-back. After that, in a very game that I don't want to watch, if I'm being honest, it's the Broncos who are going to the Panthers.
The Panthers, are they coming off a bye?
Yeah, but DJ Moore has COVID.
Congrats.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I feel like the Panthers haven't played for, like, 3 weeks, but...
We're not really televised.
Yeah. Neither are the Broncos.
They don't show it on Red Zone.
I mean, I guess, is Teddy back?
Teddy's back and Christian's back.
I'll go with the Panthers.
I'm going to take the Panthers. Christian grew up a Broncos fan, and it's the Super Bowl 50 rematch we've all been clamoring for.
That's right.
I'll take Carolina.
You know, everybody who was on... Both of those teams are just so anxious to play each other again.
Von Miller's
injured. All we have is Shaq Thompson.
Yeah, everyone. All it's like same rosters, same people. They're just Same energy. This is gonna be a super. This just mark this down for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
1 o'clock on Sunday. Tune in. Get your commercials ready.
Yeah.
Give me the Panthers. I think CMC being back is gonna be a big help. After that, in what I hope to be the final game of Matt Nagy's coaching career, we have the Texans who are traveling to the Chicago Football Bears.
Oh boy, do I have bad news for you. This is a Chicago Bears win, and then you're going to be looking up the standings to see the hopes of the Bears making the playoffs.
In the hunt.
In the hunt. You're going to be doing the math to see what you need, what needs to happen after this game for you guys to squeak in.
I'm going to take the Texans, and it's going to be just as equally bad for the Bears, because they'll just talk about what they could have had in Deshaun Watson maybe the whole game.
Oh, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be the same graphic that I've seen for the last 3 years, which is Mitchell Trubisky, second overall, Deshaun Watson, like, eighth overall, and Patrick Mahomes, 16th overall, and I'm going to want to go jump off a bridge. Give me the Texans here. I think the Texans, they want to play for Romeo Crennel. I think he's a bad head coach, but you know what? He's not Bill O'Brien.
Nah,
and
true.
I think that matters.
It's true.
Yeah, give me the Texans. As Eric, who watches football with me on a weekly basis, knows, my relationship with the Chicago Bears, the game starts, and I'm like, I hate this team so much. And then by, like, the second quarter, when we're up by 3, or it's a close game, I'll start looking at the playoff, like, oh, I can talk myself, and like, oh, we're still in the hunt. Yes. We're fine. And then by the fourth quarter, I'm just in despair on the floor.
This weekend, it was the Vegas and Chicago were playing at the same time. Vegas, or the Bears had the lead for most of the
game.
Yeah,
they did.
The Lions came back. The Raiders had just lost to the Jets. I was very upset. I left the room. And then I come back up, and Logan is telling me we won. I'm super excited. It goes to the Bears game, and Matt Stafford's leading a comeback against the Bears. It was very...
Very differing emotions.
Yeah. Emotions were high, low. It was a roller coaster.
That's what you get in our household on a weekly basis. The next game we have is the Arizona Cardinals, who are traveling to the New York Giants.
The hottest team in the NFL, New York Giants.
Oh, yeah. They're flaming up.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Giants.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go with the Giants. I think their defense is good. I think they keep that Gallman kid's good, and I think the Cardinals defense is really good.
No, they're not, but I'm still gonna take them. I think Kyle's gonna be too much.
I think Kyler Murray is hurt. He hasn't been scrambling the last few games. I think that there's something wrong with him. Give me the Giants. Their defense has been playing super well. I think they're going to get Danny Dimes back. And give me the Giants continuing their hot streak. The next game after that, in another pooper, we have the Dallas Cowboys, who are going to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa, watch your language. Oh, this is a revenge game for the Red Rifle
revenge game!
He's coming to Cincinnati.
Firing on all cylinders! Bang, bang!
And he's taking his crown back. He's winning in Cincinnati. And then the Cowboys fans are going to be like, we still got a shot. And it's sad, but true. They still have a shot at the playoffs when they win this game. But they're going
to
do it.
I couldn't agree more. I think the Red Rifle is ready to show the world what Cincinnati had.
Joe Burrow who? That's going to be the headline after this week.
They're just going to be like, maybe we should trade back for the Red-Headed Rifle.
Won't be enough. Won't have enough.
Yeah, give me Dallas. I see this Redhead Rifle revenge game. They just have too many good offensive pieces for them to be as bad as they are. They're going to figure a way to get a win here. After that, we have the Indianapolis Colts, who are going to be going to Las Vegas to play the Raiders. Raiders coming off of that hot win in New York.
Yes. You know,
miracle in the Meadowlands.
It was a win. We needed to win to stay in the hunt. I think this is we're going to look ourselves in the mirror. We're going to get healthy. We're going to know, we almost had our season taken away from us, but we took it back. And then we're not going to look back. We got 4 more games. We're going to beat the Colts.
Ooh. Is Josh Jacobs playing?
Yes.
Now then I'll take the Raiders.
Give me the Colts. I would love to take the Raiders. I really like watching them. They're a fun team to watch, but they've played very poorly the last 2 weeks, and I think the Colts are a very good team, even though they do have Phillip Rivers, who I hate watching every
week. We can fact check this, but I think in Phil's last 2 games against the Raiders, he's thrown 5 or 6 picks.
But he does that against everybody.
That is true. You could have told me that about any of his last 2 games, and I would have believed you. Okay. After that, we have the Jets, who want to lose against the Seattle Seahawks, who also don't look like they want to win.
I'm gonna pick the Seahawks here. I think if the Raiders can't somehow lose a game to the Jets, nobody can. So I'm gonna go with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm picking the Seahawks, but I won't tune in because I don't want to see Jamal Adams just blitz every down and they slice it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the Seahawks, but Russell Wilson will continue to look like Mr. Limited. Ooh. Have that as a talking point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. All
right, buddy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me there. After that, we have the Green Bay Packers traveling to their division rival, Detroit Lions.
Give me the Packers. Aaron Jones is back. They still got Devontae. They got Aaron Rodgers. I think that's all they need to beat the Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking the Packers. The Lions need to free Matt Stafford.
The Lions are playing. They are the prom date who took off their glasses and let their hair down now that Matt Patricia is gone.
Don't say all this to justify the loss last week.
I knew it was coming. It was the no more Matt Patricia game. Ugh. Oh, fine, give me the Packers. But I don't like it. Okay. Falcons Chargers is the one after that. Chargers looked real, real bad, and the Falcons are kind of looked a little frisky last week against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons. I think they're trending in the right direction. Chargers or the Chargers, I think, until they get the new coach. They're just mad.
Yeah, I'm going to take Matty Ice and the Falcons, too.
Yeah, give me the Falcons, but I feel like Dan Quinn is going to be on the field and just, like, in support of Anthony Lynn because he's going to get fired at the end of the game. So I think there's going to be some support group potential here.
Yeah, he's just going to be waiting outside the stadium.
Just like, hey, buddy.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I think it's the Falcons. They're looking pretty good lately. All right, after that, we have football team who's traveling to Arizona to play the 49ers.
That's right. Hey, give us our poster boy, Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
He played pretty well against the Buffalo team, and they got it within a score or two at the end of the game. So I'm going to take the Niners.
Yeah, I'm going to take the 49ers, too.
Yeah, I think football team's been a really good story the last few weeks. I think the 49ers, as their players continue to get more reps and continue to be healthy, I think that if they don't want to consider the season to be a total loss, they're going to have to, by hook or by crook, pull out a few games here at the end. Okay. A game that looks very meh, that I don't know what is going to happen here. We have the Taysom Hill-led Saints going against the Eagles.
I'm going to take the Saints. That really just clinched, but I still think they'll beat the Eagles, led by Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Saints, too. Also, I broke the Jalen Hurts starting news before, like, anybody else. I was all over
you
that.
You broke it?
I'm 2-0 on when quarterbacks are getting in game predictions.
You are.
I don't know how I don't have Adam Schefter's job. I'm taking the Saints.
Give me the Saints, but I think Jalen Hurts and Taysom Hill are kind of the same player. Like, I don't really trust them to pass the ball, but they're pretty decent runners. Give me the Saints, but it's going to be ugly, and Taysom Hill's going to throw for like 50 yards, and I'm going to hate every second.
Yeah, but Kamara's better than anyone.
They don't use
Miles Sanders. They don't know that he plays running back.
No, they forgot. They signed Jordan Howard to their practice squad. Maybe he'll come up.
The Eagles did?
Yeah.
Did they have Jordan Howard like last year?
Yeah, he went to the Miami, and then Miami cut him.
Wasn't he on the Super Bowl team?
He was.
That's, I don't know. Jay Ajayi was there too. A lot of things have changed.
What a team.
What a team.
They earned that one.
They did not. I don't know what they were doing.
It was Frank Reich.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. In the Sunday Nighter, we have a pretty good one. It's the Steelers who are traveling to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills.
Did you see Josh Allen last night?
He looked tall.
I did.
375, 4 touchdowns?
Looked good.
Ball was looking good at the hands. I think they give the Steelers another loss, and then people are going to be questioning the Steelers, like, I don't know.
It's not going to just be another loss. It's going to be an emphatic loss. Josh Allen is going to pick apart the Steelers, and people are going to lose confidence in them.
I think Josh Allen is the tallest boy I've ever seen.
He is.
And I think he's going to be standing tall against the Steelers.
The Steelers are coming up short.
Nice. Put that in your block.
Little beta Ben Roethlisberger.
That's right.
Against alpha Josh Allen.
That's right.
Yeah, give me the Bills. I think the Steelers have looked bad the last few weeks. I think after this game, they'll be able to get right before the playoffs, but they haven't hit rock bottom yet. All right, and in a Monday night showdown, we have the Ravens who are traveling to the surprise Browns.
I'm going to pick the Browns. I've said this a lot. I don't think the Ravens have not impressed me. And, I mean, as long as the Browns can run the football the way they have all year, I think they won't have an issue. It'll be close, but I think they can pull it out.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Browns, too. I just think the era where the Ravens dominate the Browns every year, is not going to continue this season.
I think it's crazy that if you were to ask me coming into this game at the beginning of the season, or if you were to tell me that the Browns, I would like their running game better than the Ravens, I would think that you're an absolute Looney Tune. But, I mean, it's been undeniable that the Browns have just been a better team running consistently. Even Baker has been better than Lamar the last few weeks. I mean, I know Lamar had COVID, but even before then, he hasn't been having a great season. I guess we gotta have a clean sweep for the Browns. What can you do?
Can't give it a Brown down.
Brown up!
Brown up.
Well, that is game picks. And as we come to a close in this episode, is there anything that you fellas would like to shout out?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out Classic Rock. Just tune in to your regional Classic Rock radio. Just get those. It just gets me in the right mindset, you know, and I listen to it every day before the podcast. I just want everyone to know, like, just hit the Classic Rock.
My shout-out's a little different. I'm going to shout out those giant bendy erasers you get at book fairs.
Ooh, that's good.
They weren't particularly good erasers. I don't think I ever used one to its full potential. They were a fun thing to have, and they always seemed to find a way to get me spending money at the book fairs.
Did you ever use them to, like, actually erase things, or did you just smack people with them?
I tried, but it wasn't good. They're bad erasers.
Yeah.
So then it was more of just, like, a thing to have.
I remember personally when I got them, I would just slap people with it, and then I would actually try to erase something, and they weren't actually erasers at all.
Mm-hmm. They were just used for hitting children.
They were, yes. And you know what? Good on Scholastic. They really got on
Scholastic
that market
book
earlier.
Fairs. Who Chill. Bought books?
I didn't buy books. I almost bought the Guinness Book of World Record every year for about seven straight years.
You can just read it in the book fair.
Exactly.
You get all you want out of it.
It's there for a week. You can just open it up and sit down, and that's it.
That's a little life hack. That's a little life hack.
Find
yourself in a Scholastic book fair.
That's no point. They make a new one every year.
I know. What's the point of buying the 2020?
You just need to keep up with whatever changes.
Do you find yourself commonly going back and, like, I would really like to see what the 2004 Guinness Book of World Records looked like, to see how it changed.
Oh, man.
To see who topped the records.
Well, now, yeah, as more millennials began to getting in charge of stuff, I'm sure the records
are
insane.
Have the longest earlobes now. That's just
I know. I have no clue who has the world's longest fingernail.
I don't know. I hope it's the same person it was in 2004. I hope they kept them growing, and they're even longer now, but who knows?
Just putting that record away.
Maybe they got in an accident, and their fingernails got cut.
You never know.
I'd like to personally shout out people who are in charge of large sums of data. I think that that's, like, a really, really hard job to be able to, like...
Wait, you mean, like, a data manager?
Yeah, like, somebody who manages data.
Right.
Like, or even, like, what do you put, like, the data into?
A database?
A database. Like, anybody who manages a database, I think that they probably...
Earned a shout-out.
They probably earned a shout-out. Yeah. I don't know much about them.
Sounds like
personally.
A tough job.
It sounds like a tough job, and you know what? I bet they have some ideas, and you know, sometimes you want to share your ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're just putting in data for other people, you might not be able to express your ideas.
Yep.
And I think they deserve a shout-out.
This is the time to do it.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for another exhilarating episode of Sandy and the Blowfish podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Sandy Blowsfish, and we will hit you back next week with the final episode of the semester.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Ooh.